Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, howdy, y'all. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Terribly sorry about yesterday, not getting an episode out to you. Had some major technical difficulties that actually prevented anything from going right yesterday. All is in order for today, so Tuesday is definitely looking a heck of a lot better than Monday for me. I hope it is for you, too. It is the 26th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, let's start off your Tuesday with a little Hacker News. Yeah! And this pretty much has to do with all our Spotify listeners out there. Seems there's been a list containing hundreds of thousands of Spotify account credentials that have leaked online. Oh, boy. These things include emails, usernames, passwords, account type, other details, you know, all the good stuff. Funny enough, though, Spotify's saying, no, we have not been hacked. You are wrong. But sure enough, all of this information can actually be found over there at Pastebin. Yeah, it's usually a place where they post all this crap up. And it shows the account type, family, premium plan, yada, 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 and the country where the account is actually created. Now, even though Spotify, again, has been denied that we were hacked, victims, on the other hand, have been saying another thing. Over a dozen have actually confirmed that their Spotify account had been breached. Some are saying they found songs that were saved that they didn't listen to or didn't add. Others are even saying they were kicked out of Spotify even in the middle of streaming, then trying to log back in, and it didn't work. Then getting informed that their account email had been changed to a new email address not belonging to them. We'll see how long Spotify keeps denying this. In the meantime, though, if you are a Spotify user, get over there, change your password and stuff, just to be safe. Oh, we're getting closer and closer and closer to the iPhone 7. And you know what that means? More rumors. Yay! The rumors on tap so far this week are that the iPhone 7 will be waterproof with a 3D touch home button. That's interesting. Now, again, these reports come from several informed sources, which doesn't mean crap. But nonetheless, yes, it looks like the iPhone 7 will be watertight to an extent. Other rumors are even going as far as saying it'll have a dust-resistant design. Now, the other rumor, which is probably more likely, will feature a pressure-sensitive 3D touch home button. With, of course, that we have 3D touch on the iPhone 6s now would be a nice little added feature. One rumor that's not changing, however, is the overall design of the iPhone 7. We're still hearing not much of a huge upgrade over the iPhone 6s. We got a few more months to go to see how many liars are out there. Hang tight, Apple people. News now, talking about Rock Band. Yeah, I know, that's kind of old news now, isn't it? But still, people do enjoy it. Even I indulge myself every once in a while. Usually it's with family and friends, you know, all gathered in one room. But wouldn't it be nice to take that to the cyberspace? Well, that's exactly what Harmonix is working on right now, bringing online multiplayer setup to Rock Band 4. And according to them, if all goes well, we could be seeing this by the holiday season. Now, there is a little speculation right now that if they are going to the online realm, maybe we're going to see a PC edition of Rock Band. No, don't expect that, at least according to Harmonix. This will only be focused on console players. At least now, if you got one of those guys that said, dude, I can't come over and practice today. Now they don't have an excuse now, do they? No. And finally, I don't know about you, but when I automatically think about going out buying a set of solar panels, I think IKEA. Well, apparently that's what it's going to be in the UK anyways. IKEA is going to start selling solar panels once again in the United Kingdom. Yes, as of yesterday, IKEA launched 3 solar shops that actually sit inside the Glasgow and Birmingham stores. Now, IKEA is saying that if this pilot program takes off and is successful, they actually plan to open more solar shops all across the UK. Now, as you heard me say at the front of the story, IKEA is offering them again. Yes, they've done this before, way back in 2013. But it just wasn't that big of a success. Not to mention that prices 3 years ago for solar panels weren't exactly cheap. They're a little bit better now. But IKEA thought, what the hell? They feel the British public is still very much interested in solar technology, so they thought they'd give it one more go around. No word yet if your solar panels have some assembly required. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the destination for all the great BTN content. Get on over there. Get subscribed to all of our fine podcasts. Also, don't forget, Bash is coming up July 23rd, Curry Night on the 22nd. You can get your tickets right now, but they're going quick. BritishTechNetwork.com/Bash tickets. It will be one purchase this year that you will not regret. The Bash is always full of fun. So get your tickets ordered now. Also, follow what's going on here at BTN by following us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out in our BTN community over in our Slack room. Get signed up now, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the new show, well, we hope to be back tomorrow. I don't think we're going to have any more technical difficulties this week. Fingers crossed. We'll get you caught up on your hump day installment of the BTN new show. All the best technology news coming at you over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.